I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Anaheim. The San Jose Sharks look for oxygen, they look for positive feelings, and they look for a victory against the Anaheim Ducks after a couple of tough games in recent days. Drew, the last couple of dates I didn't think were going to happen this season, but they have happened again. Unfortunate that they lost 6-1 to the Rangers. The game in Los Angeles was a low point.
Yeah, it was a team that is going to the playoffs and trying to perfect their game. And they're damn close, the way how good they are. And the San Jose Sharks, who, frankly, Danny, didn't compete. You know, the devil's in the details, and so are wins and losses. And there were so many details missing from their game that you and I talked after the second period, go, okay, what do you do if you're the coach? And we were right, by the way. You don't go talk to them at all. They got to figure it out. This doesn't become about the coach or the coaching staff. It becomes about the players, about, as Ryan Warsawski has told us, do you want to have to reset again next year at training camp? Or do you want to have to have made some progress and be able to try to build on that and the culture you're starting to build?
Isn't that essentially what the next 9 games are going to tell?
100%. 100%. It's what do you got? And you write your story. You're the guys who are out there doing it. You're going to be showing management, showing the coaching staff, showing each other, which is the most important thing, who you are when things are tough. Are you going to play for each other? At this point, that's what you're doing. You're playing for each other. You're playing for your career, yes, but your primary focus is I'm not going to let my teammate down. And it will be very interesting these next 9 games to see who or whether we were right or wrong, because we've been the whole year extolling the virtues of the San Jose Sharks and their competitiveness and their stick-to-itiveness, their ability to keep playing even though the games haven't been going your way and you haven't got the wins. We've been saying a lot of good things. Progress has been made. But these last 2 games, that little seed of doubt, that nasty little seed of doubt starts to spread a little bit, right?
It is pretty nasty. And, you know, the other part about it is that this is the National Hockey League, and so it always comes back to bite you. If it weren't, it wouldn't be the best league in the world. And so now the Sharks are facing off a team that I would say is a year ahead of where they are, about a year, maybe even a little further. Yeah. They've kind of got their core group together too, but they've had a year of marinating with these guys, and they're playing better. And it's really been interesting to see these guys skate because they play with an intensity that the Sharks need to match tonight.
Well, Greg Cronin was telling you this morning that the way they play, that straight up and down game, the fact that they have an identity and they've got veteran guys that have taken over the push, the growth. Killorn, Strom, Trouba, Gudas, you've got guys on that team who are helping and being an extension of the coaching staff. And so they hold each other to that standard. You do have that with San Jose. You've got Barkley Goodrow. You have got Tyler Toffoli. You have got Mark Edward Vlasic. But and Mario Ferraro, their voices need to be even stronger now. And their voices are sometimes not the voices. It's just a matter of showing how hard you've got to go no matter what the situation is in your team's reality.
To me, that guy who does that the best, I think, might be Barkley Goodrow. He's just somebody that never stops working. He doesn't say a lot. I don't think he says a lot to people. They come to him and ask him a lot of questions. You see that on the bench all the time. But Every single game, he is tracking back. He is pushing hard in the forecheck. He's trying to do the smart thing with the puck, trying to be in position, and that's what they have to do.
If you want to see a definition of reality regarding the difference between working hard and competing, watch Barkley Goodrow. The guy competes all the time, all the things that you mentioned. You can understand why he's a Stanley Cup champion. I was telling you earlier that, you know, breaking down video of the last time Tampa won the Stanley Cup, how important Alex Killorn, Yanni Gourde, and Barkley Goodrow were to those two Stanley Cup teams. And we're going to see Alex Killorn tonight. You're going to see Barkley Goodrow tonight. We're going to watch them tonight. Those guys matter. Yes, the top-end guys are the top-end guys. Yes, the top-end guys get all the glory, and because they score goals and they do amazing things with the puck, hardest thing to do in the National Hockey League. But if you don't have Barkley Goodrow on your team, good luck.
Well, that's what wins you the Stanley Cup. And on this team, too, they've got Jacob Trouba now, right, who's coming out of a really tough situation in New York, probably feeling the sunshine and saying, gosh, I've been set free, and I can do what I'm good at, that is help lead a team. And then, of course, you've got Radko Gudas, who's not exactly the easiest guy to play against.
No, exactly. I love watching Radko Gudas play. Don't like him when he's playing against the Sharks, but everywhere else, you're right. Jacob Trouba's another one. They got two heavy hitters, and legit hitters, guys that check all the time and take the body, and two guys who have been through it in the National Hockey League and are leaders. And so for Carlson, Gauthier, Zellweger, McTavish, you get to look at these guys and go, okay, I got these guys. They got my back. And you're able to feel comfortable in being in the NHL at a young age, because you know if you got a problem, you can talk to those guys. You need those guys.
Well, you definitely need them, and the Sharks definitely need to rely on the players that they have. And obviously, in the final nine games of the season, you have to make sure that you regain that mojo and play for each other. That's what I'm going to look for tonight. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see a tough situation for Georgi Romanov the other night, having to be in for all eight against the LA Kings. Goaltenders generally don't care to do that. In fact, one of them, I seem to remember, after giving up eight, went to the bench and leaned at the president and said, "This is the last game I play for you." That would be Patrick Waugh, one of the greatest of all time. But I think we're going to see a lot of Georgiev down the stretch rather than Romanov, probably. That was probably initially the plan anyway. And you know what? Georgiev in his last 10 games is a .500 goaltender. You believe that?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was listening to the Rangers game. Steve Valiquette, who does their intermission stuff, and he's
excellent.
Really, excellent. He's really good. Former goalie. And he said, you know, a lot of times we talk about the goals that went in. He said almost all the time in the goaltending, we talk about the goals that went in instead of the saves that were made. He said the expectation is, well, just save it. He said, but there's some other factors that go into it, namely the five guys out in front of you and how you're playing. He said, so a lot of times we do that. We look at the goals that went in instead of the saves that are being made. And I've been a big proponent of just make the saves you're supposed to make, right? You can't handle, you can't control what's being done in front of you. So make the saves that we want you to make.
Just looking at the guys skating right now, a couple of changes looks like. Looks like Smith and Celebrini are playing with Toffoli. And right now Colin Graf is on the same line with Alex Wennberg. And William Eklund.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. So, good. Okay. And then when you... Last two games haven't worked.
Nope.
Right? So, if you're a coach and you're not trying to change things, and they're still trying to find combinations, they're still giving guys chances to play in this position or that position, and there's still growth to be had. There's still development to be done. Still something to be found out about people.
Measuring stick tonight for sure. Kind of weird that they only play the Ducks three times. That's the one team in the division they play three times. And the other two games were in October. So I'm looking at this roster saying, who are these guys?
That's exactly 100%. And, you know, you got to do a lot of, if you're the coaching staff, you got to do a lot of work, more work on the scout part of it when it comes to video.
Well, we'll see how it all works out tonight. The San Jose Sharks against the Anaheim Ducks here at the Honda Center. We'll be on the air at 6:30 as Scott Hannon flies for a road trip, and he'll be on the air with me today. We hope you enjoy it on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app at sjsharks.com/listen, and of course on our terrestrial radio affiliate base in Northern California. That's it for the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.